let's check in on that Jussie Smollett case in Chicago. He's the actor and musician on the TV show Empire. He is black and openly gay and claims that late last month in Chicago, he was attacked by two men who hurled racial and homophobic slurs at him, beat him up, wrapped a noose around his neck, and declared, quote, "This is MAGA country." Well, now Chicago police have shifted the focus of their investigation after the men, who are both from Nigeria, told authorities that they were paid by Smollett to stage the attack. Police are now requesting another interview with Smollett. Joining us now is Miles Bryan at WBEZ in Chicago. Miles, does Smollett plan to meet with police, and what's the latest in this case?
Well, we don't know that yet for sure. On Saturday night, Smollett's attorneys issued a statement saying that they did plan to cooperate with police. And Jeremy, this case has just taken an increasingly strange set of twists and turns. The very latest is that last night, Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, she's the top prosecutor in the area, issued a statement saying that she was recusing herself from this case because she might be familiar with some of the witnesses. Now, she wouldn't say any more than that. And right now, we're all just kind of waiting for another official update from police.
Now, a Chicago Police Department spokesperson says someone who either lives in Smollett's apartment building or just happened to be there allegedly saw the brothers and Smollett himself in an elevator in the building the night of the attack. Has anything come of that report?
Yeah, that has now been officially walked back and disproven. The police let us know yesterday that they investigated that tip and it was not corroborated by video evidence. And I just want to say, Jeremy, this is such a strange case because we as reporters are walking this line where the official word from the Chicago police and from Smollett's representatives is fairly minimal. And they're not saying much other than that the investigation shifted and we're sort of waiting for an update on that. On the other hand, there's been a lot of sourcing to anonymous people inside the police department, but that has not been corroborated by official statements. So we're walking this very careful line of following this case, but not getting too ahead of ourselves in terms of what we can actually know for sure.
And yet it's hard to stop that from happening because listen to what happened last night on CNN. This is Kellyanne Conway, advisor to the president, conflating the Smollett case with former FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Here she is.
Because whether it's Jussie Smollett or Andrew McCabe, the media just loves to imbue credibility onto people.
I couldn't
if they
think
come bearing
of two
anti-Trump
less
gifts,
analogous
really
situations than that.
It has to stop.
What do you make of that? That people are latching onto the MAGA part of this, the Make America Great Again part of this, and they're turning it into something even bigger.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this story illuminates ourselves in our own echo chambers to an extent that we haven't seen for a while. I mean, on the one hand, you have lots of conservative pundits saying essentially, I told you so. And then I think you're seeing some folks maybe on the left saying, well, the Chicago police have a history of not always being honest in some ways. And then you have a lot of distrust and anger directed towards the media from both sides. So I think us, at least as Chicago reporters, are trying to be very careful and thoughtful about that.
One more thing. If Smollett did lie about all of this, could he face a penalty, jail time?
Yes, I believe he could be charged with filing a false police report. But again, it's not clear what's going to happen next.
That is reporter Miles Bryan at WBEZ in Chicago. Miles, thank you.
Thank you for your time.